what's the one thing so far, maybe there's a couple of things, that has caught your attention or surprised you to this point in spring training with the Indians?
Well, the one thing that's caught everybody's attention is I think the way Francisco Lindor has played. Last night he sits on the bench for 8 innings, pinch hits in the 9th inning, hits one out. He's really had a good camp, and he's hit well, he's played in the field well, and you wonder how they can not play this kid and not keep him in the big leagues. But if he does go down, and I think he will go down, I don't think he'll be there long. I don't think he's going to stay in Columbus too long.
Hoynsey, do you think this has something to do with it, controlling his years and the arbitration stuff with the amount of service time at the major league level? Are they concerned about that with him, where they want to be able to control him for that extra year by not bringing him up too soon?
Yeah, I'm sure that plays a part in it. And also, he's only played like 36, 38 games at Triple A. I think they want him to get a little more time down there. But the arbitration clock, when and if they start that's a big thing as well.
How many options does a player get, Hoynsey?
It's 3 options. One per year.
Okay.
And you can go up and down as many times in those 3 years as they deem necessary.
So they have not used up any options on Francisco Lindor to this point, correct?
Right.
So if he were to come up and play at some point, that would be one option this year, and then they'd have 2 more on him over the next 2 years.
Yes.
Okay. All right. I just want to make sure I'm on the same page with you on this. All right. So is Lindor out playing Ramirez at this point in spring training?
I think he is. Ramirez is probably hitting higher than him, has a higher batting average. But the flashier of the two players is definitely Lindor. And we really haven't seen these guys, Kenny, how it works. They're only playing 4 and 5 innings at a shot. I think they'll start playing longer and deeper into the games now, so you get a better look at them. But right now, it's hard to get a long-term picture on these guys because it's just a snapshot. They're here, they play 2 innings, 3 innings, then they're gone. So you really don't get a true read on them. But if they went head-to-head, you would think Lindor's the flashier and probably the more talented of the two.
Yeah, right now, Ramirez 313, Lindor 310. So they're neck and neck as far as batting average. Lindor's got 2 home runs, 1 for Ramirez, 4 ribbies for Ramirez, 3 for Lindor. So, and this is the thing that I noticed. We were down there before they played any games, Hoynsey, and watched Lindor. I specifically wanted to spend time watching Lindor every day that I could. And he didn't seem overwhelmed. He was smiling no matter what, doing interviews, infield practice, stretching, batting practice. He seemed to fit in with the guys. They seemed to get along with him. He said he got along with them. This kid, he's going to be a star, isn't he, for this Indians team eventually?
Well, I would think so. You always wonder. It's always in the back of your mind. You're not sure until you see the guy. You see him play, 5, 6, 7, 8, weeks in the big leagues.
Yep.
See how he handles the errors and the slumps and all that. But he certainly, is a very, very polished kid. Well spoken. And like you said, he you can tell he loves baseball. And Ramirez the same way. But Ramirez, he's a little cockier. He can't speak English that well, so you really don't get a feel for his personality. But, he walks around the clubhouse like he owns it. and he's like about 5'5".
Right.
He's an interesting guy as well, but they both can play, and it's a good problem for the Indians. Yeah.
We're talking Indians baseball with Paul Hoynes from the Plain Dealer, Cleveland.com. Hoynesy, the pitching staff. It's number 1, Kluber, number 2, Carrasco. Bauer goes tonight. He's scheduled to be the number 3 guy. Who are your 4 and 5 guys right now in the rotation from what you've seen, what you're hearing in that?
Well, just off for me, it's what, the number 4 guy's got to be House. The number 5 guy, is the big question mark. Salazar has struggled this spring, but I think if we're just going on pure arm, pure stuff, that's the guy I'd go with, but I don't know if that's the case. I don't know if that's what they're going to do. McAllister's pitched pretty well, so he's a candidate. Tomlin, went 4 innings in a minor league game today. he's in that mix. Bruce Chen has been around forever. He's certainly not going to embarrass you, you know, if he's your fifth guy. So, you know, they've got some options, you know, and that's where, you know, losing Floyd really kind of hurt them, because it was, you know, all those guys for one spot. Now it's all those guys for two. And, you know, that kind of thins out the depth.
You brought up Floyd. Somebody told me he had a procedure done this week. What can you tell us as far as if he did have that procedure done, what it was, and what's the prognosis, what's the outlook with him for this season, if anything?
Yeah, you know, he fractured the elbow last year, the olecran bone, I think I'm saying that right, the tip of your elbow, and he fractured that last year, and he refractured it again this year. So they went in, I believe on Tuesday at Cleveland Clinic, fixed the break, and he's probably out for the year, I would think.
Yeah, I would think so too, and that's why the depth that you mentioned that they have, it's nice to have. You got a veteran in Chen that you can put out there who can get you spot starts here and there. But the big thing, I think, is with Salazar, do you think there's any chance he goes to the bullpen and they try with him what they tried with Carrasco that worked so well last year?
I don't see that, because, you know, there's so much concern about his arm. Last year they kind of babied him through spring training, and I just don't see that. I think if he doesn't make the club, I think he'll go to, he's got an option left, so they'll take him, he'll go to AAA and, you know, get in a rotation every 5 days and be ready when they need him up here. I don't see him going to the bullpen.
All right. Do you think that will be a mental setback for him? Again, I go back to Carrasco. It was not. He handled it so well last year. But if Salazar doesn't make the team and gets sent down to start the season at AAA, is that going to be a mental setback for him?
It might be, but, you know, this guy's been out here since January 10th, and he just doesn't look ready to me. I don't know what he was doing all that time. But if he doesn't make the club, Kenny, it's only one person's fault. It's his fault, and maybe, you know, he can blame somebody if he wants to, but, you know, but he has to look in the mirror, too.
I hear you loud and clear, and if you have been there that long and you're still struggling, then maybe you ain't ready for the squad yet this year. That doesn't mean he can't help them at some point by going down there, getting straightened out, and then be back up there with his electric stuff and the speed on his fastball and that. I'm hoping that maybe Carrasco talks to him if that's what happens and says, hey, look, it worked for me. It can work for you, too, because you have too much talent not to be up here at some point.
Yeah, I think you're right. And, you know, Carrasco, geez, oh, man, has a guy ever been up and down and out the door more than him?
Yes, you know, Albie Lopez.
Albie Lopez.
I remembered the yo-yo man, Albie Lopez.
So that's true. Albie never had a run like Carrasco did last year.
No, not in one season. Over a few years, nobody traveled back and forth more than Albie Lopez.
That's right. I forgot about Albie.
There you go. Hoynesy, we love having you here. Last thing before we let you go, give us an update on the walking wounded Nick Swisher, Brandon Moss, who's hit a couple of bombs this spring and everything like that. Where are those two guys at? How are they feeling?
You know, Swisher probably, to me, is probably going to open out of DL. Still, you know, he ran the bases Tuesday. He's running the bases, but I just think the clock's probably going to run out on him before he has enough time to get ready for the season opener. Moss is, you know, full go. He looks great. He's swinging the bat well. He's playing right field. He's DHing. He's doing all those things. You know, he's running the bases well. So I think he's definitely going to be in the lineup as long as nothing else happens between here and April 6th. But Swisher, you know, is probably a pretty good chance he'll open on the DL.
All right, we'll see what happens with Swish, and if Moss can do what they brought him in here to do, that'll have a huge domino effect on that lineup as far as an actual number four hitter, put him out there and move everybody else into better spots for Terry Francona to get this team rocking and rolling offensively as well as with that pitching rotation. Hoynesy, it's always a pleasure, my friend. Thanks for making time for us today, and we'll talk to you again somewhere down the road, bud.
Thanks, Kenny. Thanks a lot.
All right, bud. See you later.